As you know, it's time for Nevin.
Text 51554 and include the keyword Marty.
Now, here we are, and time for Nevin. Nevin, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you, my friend?
I'm all right. I'm hanging on by a thread, but I'm good. I'm good. Listen, what's the latest in your world? Any changes to the restaurant? Are you still as you were?
Yeah, we are. You know, we're ticking along nicely. As I say, the schools are back now, so we were kind of waiting to see, do we open up? Will we do Sunday lunch maybe in October? So just watch this space. I mean, like, I'm away now, you know, doing a little bit of recording soon, so I am.
Well, for you, can go away and do it.
Well, it is. I mean, it'll be different, I'm sure. I'm a little bit excited and nervous at the same time, but at least it's in Ireland. We're with Fish for Men. We're out and about. So please God, it's just showcasing, you know, seafood trails.
Would you do? You're doing seafood trails in Ireland? Will you travel the length and breadth of the country?
Yes.
You will.
Yeah. Kerry, Cork. You know, we're going kind of all starting off down there and then working our way around the country, Dublin and that. So we've done Donegal. This is our third series, so I'm absolutely delighted. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful. Delighted for you.
It's great, you know. Yeah. Thank God. So it'll be different because we were meant to go away to Spain in March, and that was postponed, obviously, until next year. And if that goes ahead, it goes ahead. And if it doesn't, you know, so we'll see what happens. But it's nice to be, and it's with the same crew. Like, I've done over 200 shows with these guys. They're fab. They're
have great. You done that, man?
Yeah, I have. Oh, yeah. Mark, we knew each other a long time, me and you.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's almost, you're almost up at winning streak numbers now at this stage. That's fantastic, isn't it?
Oh, unbelievable.
Well, it shows the popularity of the shows. It's simple as that.
And in fairness, RT have been very good to me, and, you know, Bore Beer sponsoring this one. So we've a lot of good people behind the scenes, so thank you.
That's terrific.
I appreciate it.
Well, now listen, talk to me about what you want to do today.
Put food. I thought the recipes that we give, you can cook them all year round, which is the beautiful thing. So we're talking about apple breakfast muffins, which will keep and freeze, and they're just lovely for a little treat, or maybe if your children wanted them, you know, they are lovely, and to get them involved in baking, I think that's the key. So these will make 12 muffins, and you use the muffin little cases. So first thing you do when you're baking is preheat your oven to 200. It's quite a hot oven, so it is to start with, okay?
Yeah.
And that's a fan oven. Any temperature I give you, Marty, is always fan oven, just for your listeners. So first thing I want you to do then is just sieve in just 3 ounces of self-raisin flour, 2 teaspoonfuls of baking powder, and then a teaspoonful of mixed spice just into a bowl, 2 ounces of wheat bran into that, and that gives lovely texture, so it does. Now, what I want you to do then, because this is all kind of like, you just beat it together, you don't even need to put it into a mixer, to be honest with
you.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, absolutely, it's brilliant. You just kind of beat it with a spoon or a spatula, something like that. 2 eaten apples, you peel them, core them, and chop them, or you can grate them, whichever. If you grate them, they'll go black very quickly, so chop them, they'll keep their texture and shape a little bit better.
But you core them, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely, and you're right, and you peel them if you want to. So that goes into the bowl, and then 2 ounces of light brown sugar, 2 ounces of sultanas, or you can use raisins, or you can use dried cranberries, it doesn't really matter. One of your favourites here, 2 ounces of dates, pitted and chopped.
Oh, great. Great. Listen, I'm regular enough. Do we any alternative at all?
Well, I'll tell you, dates are important in certain dishes like sticky toffee pudding because they keep them really moist.
All right, so.
I'll just move on from that very quickly. But all joking apart, you could use, instead of that, you could use golden sultanas or golden raisins, or you could use the dried cranberries. I've mentioned that in your show quite a few times. 1 ounce of pecan nuts chopped. Obviously, if any kids have any allergies to nuts, you leave that out. Now, to keep it really moist and to bind it together, 100 mils of sunflower oil, which is unusual. I actually haven't tested this recipe with rapeseed oil, but I think it would work. A light rapeseed oil, like an Irish one, would definitely work.
Okay.
2 eggs beaten, 2 tablespoons of natural yogurt. You mix that all together. So you mix that for about maybe 2 or 3 minutes. So what happens is that you're just combining everything together, so you are. Mm. And then try not to overmix it. You spoon the batter into the cases and then sprinkle the sesame seeds on top. And these will bake in about 16 to 18 minutes because the oven's quite hot, so it is.
Sure.
And just a wee tip, you remember we spoke about the meatballs, you know, using the potato scoop. If you use the potato scoop for this,
of course.
It's called scaling, so it means everyone is the same shape and size, not shape, but same measurement, so that they're going to cook more evenly. So that's a really good tip. So after about 16, 18 minutes, they should be well risen, firm to the touch, and then you leave it to cool for 5 minutes and then serve them warm. You can freeze them. And in the recipe, I've given you a couple of variations, banana and date muffins, blackberry coconut and lemon muffin sound really interesting.
Oh, that
too.
Sounds lovely.
Replacing the dates. I think you'd be a fan of that one.
Oh, that'll be the one for me now. Keep your dates. No,
or
that's lovely.
Crack.
No,
your
no,
thumb
I love that. I love that, yeah. And lemon muffins, wonderful.
They're just nice. And I mean, like, you know, apples, this is the season. I forgot to mention that this time of year is blackberries. So you could put blackberries, but if you're putting blackberries, I would probably cut back with the amount of sunflower oil, because blackberries are moist and juicy.
Sure.
And you might have the mixture too wet. So instead of using 100 mils of sunflower oil, you could use 50 mils. So apple and blackberry muffins would be fantastic.
Okay, that sounds great. Okay, that's the apple breakfast muffins.
So we're focusing on apple now again, and this is the apple tart. And again, if you were asked me, the first thing that I ever done with my mother was apple tart, shortcake, flapjacks. They were the three things that I still remember and making a mess in the kitchen.
While you were making them, I was the only job I got was using the fork on the edge around the apple tart, all that crap, and putting the sugar on it.
But that's great memories for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And the smell of an apple tart being baked in the house is for all of us, it's a childhood memory, but it's a very kind of endearing memory, isn't it?
Endearing. I love that word. I love that word.
Yeah,
endearing.
It is, that's
a beautiful word.
Takes us back.
Recipe will serve 6 to 8, and we're using flour, so plain flour, 8 ounces, just sieve it into a bowl. 2 tablespoons, so it's quite a short pastry of ice and sugar. That goes in there. Rub in with your fingers 4 ounces of butter. Soft butter. Again, we're talking about lovely Irish butter again.
Mm-hmm.
2 large egg yolks, and then you mix that all together. So if you can make the pastry, and a good tip for your listeners, double this recipe, freeze half the pastry, and it will keep for about two to three months in the freezer. Mm. And if you make it and want to keep it in the fridge, it will keep for about 2 weeks in the fridge. No problem.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. So let it rest before you roll it out. And then what you do is just get a nice big floured surface, divide the pastry into two portions, because one has to be the lid for the tart, one has to be the base.
Yes.
And then what I'm going to do is an 8-inch pie dish for this, or else it's a 9-inch flat plate. So the pie dish kind of sinks down in the middle, which is absolutely perfect for your apples. So you roll out the pastry. I would probably brush that plate or pie dish with a little bit of butter or oil, but butter is nicer, to be honest with you.
Mm.
And then I'm using 2 pounds of Bramley apples. You peel them, you core them, peel them, whichever way you want to do it. Slice them nice and thick. Don't be shy with them, okay?
Yeah.
And then you place them on top of your raw pastry. 4 ounces of caster sugar on top of that. 1/2 teaspoonful of ground cinnamon, which works really well. My mother used to, bless her, she used to put whole cloves in.
Did she?
I always remember eating it and biting the cloves.
Oh,
and
desperate.
You could taste. Oh, I didn't like it.
No,
I never told her, because she didn't throw me out of the kitchen.
No. She knows now, though.
But, bless her.
But
you know what? Ground cloves would work really well in this. So either cinnamon would be my first preference. Cloves are definitely an excellent spice to use with apples. So then you put your apples, your cinnamon, your sugar, roll up your other top of pastry, and then if you brush the pastry around the edge with a little bit of milk or a little bit of egg and milk, if you want to egg wash, we call that, and then over the top and put the pastry on top of your apples. Put a little kind of pierce in the very center of the pastry, like with a sharp knife. Brush it with milk, sprinkle it with some caster sugar, and then into the oven at 190, and this is going to take roughly about 25-30 minutes, and then you reduce the oven to 180 and you bake it for another 25-30 minutes.
And what's the brushing with milk concept?
So what the milk does, it gives a lovely kind of like a colour, so it does. But what it does, it helps the sugar that you sprinkle on top, which is going to caramelise, stick. So when you sprinkle the little sugar by hand over the raw pastry before it goes into the oven, you're going to get the most beautiful golden crunchy pastry, and that's what you want. Soft apples that are just kind of lightly stewed, for the want of a better word, or baked, and then you have your lovely golden pastry, and you have just the most delicious apple tart. Serve that with some whipped cream, or if it was me, I'd have custard, whipped cream and ice cream, all of the above for me, please.
Beautiful. The funny thing is, I love apple tart just as itself.
You're a man of simple pleasure.
I am. I'm very easily entertained. And so, but the idea to me of a homemade apple tart, but just some hot tea. I just love it. I just love it together.
There's nothing nicer.
It's lovely, yeah.
And I mean, like, you know, my granny, bless her, she would have lived until she was about 92, and she would have made apple tart, but she never weighed a thing. Like, she just put a fistful of this.
But they just knew.
That's incredible.
They just knew. And I remember going over, it's again a memory, and I think it's an Irish thing, perhaps, I don't know, but you've gone over to your granny's house, and the apple tart was always there. It was always on, and it was ready for you when you came in, whatever. And you'd have your dinner, but the apple tart had to follow. And the very idea of having your dinner and not having a dessert was just Unheard of.
Wow.
You know the way you were rolled out the door when you were going home with your 2 and 6 in your pocket. That's the way it worked. It's true.
Brilliant. You've some memories.
Yeah, we were all the same, I suppose. I think, you know, thank God for it. Your granny lived to be a great age, as indeed did mine, so that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
But it's nice when you remember different things like that, and I think they're the memories that we'll always hold close to us and cherish, and I think
Correct.
That's so important.
Correct.
Know?
It's good for us. It's good for our hearts and our heads. Listen, it's homemade apple tart and it's apple breakfast muffins before that. That's wonderful. As you say, the apples are all over the shop, so why
they
not?
They are. Apples and blackberries and all those. And actually, you could throw blackberries into the apple tart, but as you said, keep it simple, keep it classy, and keep it traditional.
But isn't it true? Sometimes you're better to just leave it be. And
yeah, you're right.
Be itself,
you're, I
you
agree
know?
With you. I do agree.
But that's
you.
Lovely. Listen, keep the faith and enjoy your travels.
God bless.
Keep safe, my friend.
Chat to you.
No, bless you. Take
you
care.
Look after yourself. Have
God
a great weekend.
Take care. Absolutely. You too.
Bye.
Just a reminder again, these two recipes, Nevin's apple breakfast muffins and the homemade apple tart, on our webpage, Marty in the Morning on RT Lyric FM, and you can get them there and be a part of it. I'm just thinking of all the apples. Apple Records is, that was the Beatles, Nevin. It was. We played the Beatles then. That's just a bit of a link, because I've nothing but muffins. There was a girl called Martha and the Muffins. I'm not going there.